Hello?
Hello, I'm so sorry about that. I'm Chris from National Opinion Service, by the way. It got resolved as soon as we hung up, so I'm so sorry about that. But regardless, you already told me that, and just let me go ahead and change the question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list, so let me go through the list and then we can match it to whatever pops up to you. Crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedom, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or a criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds black cops accountable?
School and education. You said which one I want more change in?
Improving K-12 public school education.
Yeah, that and crime.
Okay. So that was crime and violence and improving K-12 public school education.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm. Approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Stay the same.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. And now, how often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Often.
And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know.
Just no opinion. Is this almost all? I actually gotta go now.
Can we call you back later? Because we still have a few more questions to go.
It's probably because right now the people pulling up to help me with the tire.
Oh, okay. And we will call you back later then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Dear God. Call back at 12.